90.3 KMBA and brand new music from Dan Auerbach, the Black Keys co-frontman going solo on a new album called Waiting on a Song, and Shine on Me, the track we took from it. Todd Snyder from The Storyteller in a nice long live version of Rose City Blues, talking about vandalism that really is not vandalism. New music from Sarah Cahoon in there with Ladybug. We heard from Nick Waterhouse, Classic Birds with 8 Miles High. And new music from Justin Townes Earl got us started out. It is 8:30, and it is the Morning Line program here for middle of the week. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheiflick. So before we get to the live music, I've got an event that's happening tonight from 5 to 7 at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. It's a feedback's being solicited for the National Native American Veterans Memorial, and this is feedback solicited by the Smithsonian Institution, of the National Museum of American Indian, or rather the other way around, the National Museum of American Indian of the Smithsonian Institution. So sounds like quite an event tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank Scheiflick. 8:31, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rachel Baiman Band. Tune to 90.3 KNBA. Rachel Baiman and her band are playing live for us in the studio this morning. Wow, that was nice.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Morning Line program. Welcome to KMBA.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'd say welcome to Anchorage, but you've been here for a while. You're doing all kinds of goofy things up here. Right? What's your itinerary for folks that would like to know?
Well, we've already been here a few days. Played a few gigs. We played at the Crow Creek Mine on Monday night, and George, who I've got here with me, and I, and Garen as well, we're all teaching at a camp here in Anchorage called the Alaska City Folk Arts Camp. And that's the camp that initially got me up here to Alaska, and that's why I always like to come back here. And so when I was doing this album release plan, I thought, I gotta play in Anchorage.
Thank you for bringing in a copy of the album, by the way. Got a couple of downloads from it. This is very sweet. The album is called Shame. Now, is it already, it's in the stores now?
Yep, it was released on June 2nd.
Okay, so you're having like CD release parties like all over, right?
All over, yeah. We did Nashville, Chicago, Columbus, and next week we'll be headed to Portland and Seattle, Bellingham.
Yeah, Nashville, Chicago, Columbus, Seattle, and Girdwood.
And Girdwood.
So how was that? Was Girdwood fun?
It was great. There's some gnarly bugs out there. But we also saw a black bear, so I think that was...
Did you stop for a photo op or anything?
We didn't really have time. It was kind of like lumbering across the street very quickly.
Okay. That's definitely a Lower 48 word, lumbering. We use that as a noun, not a verb. Interesting microphone falling over, I see. It reminded me of something like... imagery, but I won't go there. So you have a new CD coming out. Don't laugh. People are listening. A new CD coming out, and also a little party hootenanny type thing coming up at the former Taproot. I have not been into the new Route 33 yet, so you're going to be one of the, you know, inaugural list of folks to be in there. So that's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited to check out the new concept. I think it'll be a great show.
Isn't that great?
Friday
when
night.
You come in live radio and you end up having to talk on the air while fixing your own microphone. I love this. I love live radio.
It's good. I enjoy multitasking.
Yeah, are you your own tech, your own road manager?
Yes.
Well, then heck, you got it all down here. Okay, so I want to talk a whole lot more, but I'd rather hear music. You want to do another one? It's
sure.
It's Rachel Baiman, by the way. Rachel,
yeah.
B-A-I-M-A-N.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed something that I like here. I like the fact that on your press release anyway, and I don't know how, you know, if I made up my own press release, I would certainly exaggerate and augment everything I talked about. But I like this that it says inspired equal parts by John Hartford and Courtney Barnett.
Yes, that's not made up. That's true.
I can hear Courtney in that deadpan Aussie singing Gentle on My Mind. She covered the Dead. You know, she did New Speedway Boogie. She could certainly do Johnny Hartford for crying out loud.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she's got it.
Okay.
She's playing at the Ryman in Nashville in November, so I just got tickets to see her and Kurt Vile.
I see they're doing a thing, and they're doing a record together, too.
Yeah.
I just read that yesterday. Nice. Well, let's hear from somebody who's already got a record out. It's Rachel Baiman right here on 90.3 KMBA, where music matters.
Cool, thanks. This one's called Thinking on You. Thank you. seeds that we sow. And you bet it all, well, don't it taste that much more sweet? Now my teeth chatter, I try to remember the heat.
Usually don't waltz this early in the morning, but that was very nice. Thinking on you, Rachel Bayman, along with Garen. Garen's playing stand-up bass here. And Garen is an Anchorageite. It's funny, you don't actually have to talk unless you want to bend way down low, because since you're not singing, I've only got your bass mic'd, and you're way taller than I am. See, I can talk onto that mic. It's at the 5'3" level. And what are you, 6 foot tall?
Something like that.
Okay, so you can't hear him because he's off mic. We'll work on that mic technique. And George on the banjo and a little bit of harmony vocal. Where are you from, George?
I'm from New Zealand.
New Zealand. Okay. Wow. All corners of the earth. And Nashville.
Yes.
Wait, are you actually from Nashville or just hanging
I'm
there?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
But I've been in Nashville about 9 years now, 8 or 9 years. So, the important years have been spent there.
I'm a liner note geek, so while I'm waltzing, I was reading, and I see, did you write every song on this record? Shame is the name of the CD.
I didn't write every, I wrote most of them. There's a cover of a great Andy Irvine song on there called Never Tire of the Road, which I did adjust a few lyrics, but you know. And then another song on there called Wicked Spell, that's written by a friend of mine named Michael Bowman, and the rest of them are mine, or they're co-writes of some form or another.
Okay, very sweet. Taproot or Route 33, Friday night. Do we decide that's at 9 o'clock?
9:30.
Okay, mm-hmm. At Route 33. So that's gonna be a lot of fun to get out there and enjoy yourself. I know that you guys are all teaching this week, and that you got to split here in a few minutes. I want to try to squeeze in one more song. So I won't force you to talk too much and tell us all about your. You're growing up and your dog Fluffy and everything.
My dog. So,
did you have dog? Did you have
Hartford.
A dog? Hartford.
Yeah. After.
And so the next one will be Courtney.
A little bit creepier when like the person is still alive, because I still hold out the chance that I might meet or hang out or befriend
with Courtney.
Such people. So then when you, like, if you befriended someone and then they're like, here's my dog, Courtney, not named after you.
I'm sitting there. I'm three times your age. I tell you, at this point in my life, I'm looking to hanging out with Johnny Hartford myself. Okay. Hey, I noticed I snoop your Facebook page, and your banner photo is a drawing of Woody Guthrie's old guitar that says this machine kills fascists.
Yes.
And I just love that. I think that guitar actually still at the Experience Music Project Museum down in Seattle? I know it was at one point.
I'm not sure. That mural is out in Oklahoma. So I ran into that beautiful photo on tour out in Oklahoma, which is the home state, obviously, of Woody Guthrie. So
now we're Johnny Hartford, Courtney Barnett, and Woody Guthrie. So Woody Guthrie is actually an influence for you. Well, you're an activist anyway.
Yeah, I think Woody Guthrie's an influence in the sense of the way that music can be used as a tool of social change and kind of a rallying cry for people. More so than a songwriting influence, if that makes sense.
Do you want to talk about your organization, Folk Fights Back, just real briefly?
Yeah, sure. Folk Fights Back is a group that I co-founded with a couple friends of mine, Caitlin Rates and Lily Henley, and we've started doing these benefit shows to support a variety of causes that we kind of feel like are in dire need right now. And we've done three shows. The first one was to fight climate change. The second was to support immigrants and refugees. And the third was in support of women's rights. And basically, we try to do shows in a bunch of cities on the same day. So for the immigrant show, we had Nashville, New York, Boston, Toronto, Oakland, California. And we actually had a solidarity show out in Sweden. And the shows are, you know, both a fundraiser, but they're also an event that is going to showcase great musicians from the group that we're trying to support. So we had a lot of immigrant and refugee musicians performing at our Nashville show, and it's kind of a way for people to see, like, hey, look at these amazing people. We need to support them and tell them that they're, you know, welcome here, and they're bringing this amazing music into our community. So it's kind of an activist experience event in itself, and then also raising money. So the money we raise,
activism shouldn't be a static thing. It's not a passive thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be a twofold thing, if that makes sense.
Fantastic.
So yeah, we're planning our next one for July 23rd, and that's in support of LGBTQ rights. So.
And where's that one going to be?
It's going to be in Nashville, New York, Boston, California. Possibly Toronto. We're waiting on more shows.
Fantastic.
Those are the confirmed ones.
Okay. It's 8:48. It is Morning Line on KMBA. And my name is Danny. Rachel Bayman, along with Garen on bass and George on banjo and vocals, are playing for us live. Rachel's new album is called Shame. It's in stores now. And Rachel will be at the Route 33 again Friday night, having already done Girdwood, big style here. We've got time for one more. You can do one without
sure.
making me late here.
This song's called "Let Them Go to Heaven," and it's based on an Ishmael Reed poem called "When I Die, I Will Go to Jazz." Let them go to heaven. Let them go. Wanna go to jazz. Don't surround me with cherubim in their curled yellow locks. A place where there's no vodka on the rocks. Spare me the diet of honey and milk. In our high 52nd Street, I hear voices of the Would you soar angels sing? here comes jazz to blow away my sin. Let them go to heaven. Let them go to hell. If only that I had my chance, would take me to a cage. Don't send me to some city built with golden blocks. Well, they say money talks and talks and talks and talks. Spare me affection, bring on that scratchy fiddle. Well, love with cracks run right down the middle.
KNBA, where music matters, and where Rachel Beeman is playing live for us morning, for us this morning, another track from her brand new release, Shame, which is in stores now. And I know you guys got to get going, so we'll let you do that. I want to thanks, Garen. Nice to see you in here. Thanks for coming
in.
George, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rachel, I'm going to go out. I can't, in public radio, I can't give a direction to people. I can't say, listen, go out and buy this album. All I'm going to say is I'm going to go speak with every one of my friends on this planet and tell them to go out and buy it.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us in here. It was a lot of fun.
You're so welcome. It's 8:54. Rachel Beeman has been playing Get the Album, Shame at a Store Near You, and The Route 33, Friday night, 6 minutes ahead of 9, and Imelda Mays next.
John Mayer set out some pretty specific criteria when writing his latest album called The Search for Everything.
It better either make you hurt or make you feel something or make you move, but it can't just be music for music's sake.
Hear which songs moved him the most as we listen back to our interview from April with John Mayer on the Next World Cafe.
KMBA programming supported by Muse at the Anchorage Museum, featuring live piano music from 5 to 9 p.m. every Friday through the summer. Outdoor seating available.